here's a story from The World.
It's been 10 years since an earthquake and tsunami caused a triple meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in northeast Japan. Today, the Japanese government announced it will begin releasing treated radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The decision was quickly met with opposition from both residents and countries in the region. Here's The World's Carolyn Beeler with more.
Demonstrators gathered in Tokyo yesterday to protest the expected decision, which came during a cabinet meeting today. Since the Fukushima disaster, the plant's operator, Tokyo Electric Power, has been pumping massive amounts of water into its reactors to cool the melted down fuel. But the clock has been ticking all the while. The company says its on-site storage tanks, more than 1,000 of them, will be full by the fall of 2022, and the best option is to release the water into the ocean after it's treated. The International Atomic Energy Agency supports the plan.
I welcome this important announcement.
The agency's director general, Rafael Mariano Grossi, said in a video today that the agency will dispatch safety review teams to Fukushima.
The method Japan has chosen is both technically feasible and in line with international practice, even though the large amount of water makes it a unique and complex case.
The government and Tokyo Electric Power say the water will be treated and radioactive materials will be reduced to releasable levels. One thing they say they can't remove, though, is a radionuclide called tritium. Protesters near the Fukushima train station yesterday singled out that specific substance in their protest chants. Tritium is formed when hydrogen atoms in cooling water gain two extra neutrons, explains Andrew Karam. He's a radiation safety scientist in New York.
So it's a radioactive form of hydrogen. And it's formed in nuclear reactors. It's also formed in the atmosphere naturally by cosmic ray interactions.
It can be harmful to human health, but only at very high levels, he says.
It takes a lot of tritium to pose a risk to people. And in fact, the EPA drinking water limit for tritium is orders of magnitude higher than it is for just about any other radionuclide.
Based on data published by Tokyo Electric Power, Karam estimates that releasing all the contaminated water at the plant would raise concentration levels in the ocean only a little.
So you've got a big jug of Kool-Aid, and that's the Pacific Ocean, with that sweetness being the normal tritium that's in the Pacific Ocean. And we're talking about adding 1 or 2 grains more sugar to that jug of Kool-Aid. That's the tritium from Fukushima.
But the perception of the release is a different story. The Japanese fishing industry is slowly returning after the nuclear disaster crippled it. Import bans are still being lifted on Japanese fish and agricultural products. And for years, fisheries groups have been vocally opposed to the release of cooling water into the Pacific, where they make their living. Today, fisherman Haru Ono told state broadcaster NHK that he's fed up. I put up with it for 10 years, he said. All the fishermen will disappear from Fukushima. In the port city of Ishinomaki, fisherman Hitosho Endo told Japanese broadcaster TV Asahi that it's taken 10 years for the reputational damage from Fukushima to fade a little. Just when I thought sales would finally increase, he says, the release of treated water will mean we won't be able to do business again. Environmental groups like Greenpeace have spoken out against the decision too, as have regional neighbors China and South Korea. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.
From PRX.